The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, and in fact, I am live and love to talk to you today on any subject, whether it's this craziness we got out in our world and everybody running to get their vaccines. Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to let you know what it is that you're walking into, because at the end of the day, it is your choice, and we're going to talk a little bit about blood pressure problems too, and we're going to give you some tools that you can use to be able to turn it around. It's important that you understand the intimacies of that, so you don't go stroke out on us and or have blood vessel rupture someplace in your body, because it's very, very far reaching. There's a lot of things that you can do to prevent that. And if you took care of your blood pressure, by the way, you brace your immunological response. So give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you and anything that happens to be on your mind. You know, I have the pleasure of meeting and, you know, seeing and teaching lots of people from around the world. And there's an interesting paradigm that all of them have basically expressed relative to what's out in front of us. But you know what? Before I do that, and I almost forgot, and that's negligent on my part. You know, this is a very special time of the year, and we begin to forget about it and what it is. Right now, we, for Christians, we're in Holy Week. Okay, just starts today. It's called Palm Sunday, and we end next weekend with Easter Sunday. But also, Passover started yesterday, and it goes to April the 4th. So it's a time of reflection. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of making sure that, you know, that we are humbled in front of our Creator. So I want to extend my best wishes, you know, both to the Jewish and Christian community for the time that we're at, and, you know, make it one that is reflective and one that you understand that, you know, your Creator has given you the capacity to do so many different things and choices. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, we do this radio program. Let's get into the program. Let's talk a little bit about what's out there and what's happening. You know, there's a story that caught my attention, and I want to share it with you. And we're going to spend the first part of the program talking about this COVID vaccine. And interesting, you know, the drug companies that are producing and manufacturing and fast-tracking this COVID-19 vaccine, or vaccines, if you were the same ones that were responsible for creating the opioid crisis in the United States, which has killed, you know, as many Americans as have died from COVID-19. Think about that, right? You know, now we're scrambling over the years to try to stop COVID, but we're also trying to stop the opioid crisis. Okay, we realize, oh my God, we have all these people addicted to these drugs, and they're dropping dead, they're dying, they're overdosing, they're dying from other things. Well, bear that in mind as we go through this, this next few minutes on the program. You know, so here's the deal. Most of these companies have been convicted of other unethical and criminal activities over the years, and in any of these things puts their ethical fitness, in my opinion, into question. So let's roll the clock back. Go back to 2019, an Oklahoma court found that Johnson & Johnson, partially liable, you know, for the human and financial costs of the opioid epidemic in the United States, and ordered the company to pay $572 million. They found them that they were partially responsible. That means that there was an intention, you know, behind what they did, and they knew that they were addictive, and they knew that there was a problematic. But you know what these companies do? They set money aside for these lawsuits. They put it in their, you know, their extra, you know, cash box. So in case of, so when you go buy something, and any drug, any medication out there, a piece of that goes to legal entanglements if they were to show up. There's two other COVID-19 vaccine makers, and you'll recognize the name, right? Pfizer and AstraZeneca. They are habitual offenders, and they have repeatedly engaged in illegal and corrupt marketing practices, bribery, and they've, you know, signed suppression. You know, they're putting what really happens aside, suppression. That means they don't want you to see the end product. Pfizer's vaccine plant, where the COVID-19 vaccine vials are to be filled, also had a long history of quality control problems. You can look this up. This is actual data. This is straight up. You know, the research confirms that, you know, suspicion of something called lipid nanoparticles used in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are highly inflammatory and may be responsible for many of the side effects that we're getting, from neurological disorders to, you know, things affecting memory patterns. But guess what? Death is another one of those things that are showing up, and it's not okay. So let's get into this a little bit. And again, I'd love to talk to you and answer your questions, because so many of you are out there running around, and you know, you don't know what the end product is going to be 6 months, a year, 3 years, 4 years from now, because unfortunately, we are the guinea pigs. And I fully support your decision to do what you feel is right for you and your families, but don't do it because somebody just told you you had to. Understand one thing. These vaccines, these, as they call them, are really not vaccines. They are genetic manipulations. And they don't stop you from contracting the COVID virus. They just dumb down the symptoms that you would get if you do get it, but you still can get it and you can still transfer it. So there's a guy by the name of Russell Brand, and there was a recent video that you need to look up if you can still find it. You know, some of the same drug companies now responsible for developing and manufacturing, as I said, the COVID-19 vaccine earlier, you know, these guys were responsible for having killed tons of people. And you need to watch this. He really gets into it and he lays it out, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, right? So there's been court cases. There's been a lot of convictions for both unethical and criminal activities over many years. This is not the first hurrah. This is not the first showdown on these things. So not surprisingly, the opioid addiction and overdose deaths went through the ceiling. They skyrocketed during the 2020 lockdowns. Why? Because people are, you know, shooting up. That's why, you know, the depression and so forth, these drugs, you know, take the edge off. Johnson & Johnson, one of my favorite companies, they were partially liable for the opioid crisis. Roll it back. We talked about it in the beginning of the program. In 2019, Johnson & Johnson was partially liable for human and financial costs of the opioid epidemic. And as I said earlier, they were ordered to pay a big check on this. I think was not enough, in my opinion, $572 million to the state of Oklahoma, just one state. While the company denied any wrongdoing, and they said, "Nah, we didn't do it. It was, you know, but you know, we're going to set this aside, but we'll write the check anyway, so we'll get you off our back, you know." But the data revealed during the trial, you know, proved a culture of downplaying the risks of the opioid crisis to customers and their doctors. So, you know, when it was first given out to the doctors, they said, yeah, not a big deal. This will work. It'll dumb the pain down. You'll help your patients. But, you know, the risk of addiction was 2.6% or less if the drugs were prescribed by a doctor. And shockingly, doctors were specifically targeted as key customers, right? You would think that these guys would know better. Did they go to school and learn about this stuff, or are they just being told what to do by Big Pharma? Well, if you've listened to the program over the years, I've told you that doctors, God bless them, they're well-educated and they're well-meaning people, but they come in and the detail guys, and they go to the seminars and so forth, said this is standard of care. This is what you do. And they forget to look in systems. They forget to look through the process to find out, you know, what the end product might be. You know, there's a publication. It's called Capitalism Gone Wrong. And it says how Big Pharma created America's opioid carnage. Interesting word, right? It was published in The Guardian. And this goes back to July of 2019. And a guy by the name of Chris McGreal, he's author of The America Overdose, The Opioid tragedy, if you will. And he says it was in three acts. So it goes on and talks about this trial that took place in Oklahoma. And, you know, he accused the company of cunning, cynical, and deceitful scheme, quote unquote, you know, to basically ramp up these narcotic painkiller sales and, you know, to put money into their pockets. So, you know, what does this have to do with anything else? Well, we're going to get into the anything else, but let's talk about Pfizer. Pfizer is a dirty guy as well. So, you know, another COVID vaccine trail with Pfizer, you know, has been sued multiple times over unethical behavior, including unethical drug testing and illegal marketing practice. So I say to you this, if this is the case, if they've been sued for unethical drug testing and illegal marketing practices, do you think for 1 minute that maybe that the information that they put out there relative to this effectiveness of this COVID-19 vaccine, supposedly a vaccine, which is not a vaccine, has been manipulated just a little bit? I think a smart person would say, maybe there's some smoke behind or a fire behind the smoke. And roll it back a little further, back to 2014. Pfizer was ordered to pay $75 million to settle charges relating to its testing of a new broad-spectrum antibiotic. Guess where they tested it? In Africa, on Nigerian children. And they sent a team of doctors, Pfizer did, to Nigeria in the midst of a meningitis epidemic. And, you know, for 2 weeks, the team set up a medical station run by doctors with, you know, close to, I guess it was not there, but close to Doctors Without Borders, and began dispensing the experimental drug. The drug was called Trovan, T-R-O-V-A-N. Of the 200 children that they picked to receive this, half got the experimental drug and half already had licensed by a licensed antibiotic called Rocephin. 11 of the children treated by Pfizer team died, and others suffered side effects such as brain damage and organ failure. Holy mackerel, are you kidding me? You know, Pfizer then goes into court and denied any kind of wrongdoing relative to the situation. And, you know, only one of the five children given Trovan died compared to six who received Rocephin. And so their drug was not to blame. The problem, here's the problem, and you got to think about it, that they never apparently were told anything. The parents were not told anything that their children were going to be given an experimental drug. How does one live with this stupidity? I don't get it, right? We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about this, but I want your calls at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am today. Give me a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about anything that you'd like to talk about. There's lots to talk about out there. There's so many things that are taking place. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit more about this crazy mRNA vaccine and the shroud that's being pulled over most everybody's head. Let me, you know, begin and by saying that, remember, this is not a vaccine in any sense of a traditional definition of a vaccine. It does not prevent you from getting contracting this virus. It only diminishes the expression of the symptoms that are associated with it. But unfortunately, people are paying a huge price relative to the side effects of this vaccine, and they're already coming out. There are people who are dying, and I think at this point, remember that the side effects of vaccines are voluntarily reported, and they estimate that it's about 10 times the number of what's being reported, but they're already talking about, you know, 1,500 or so deaths, so multiply that by 10 or so. They're talking about Guillain-Barré type of syndromes. They're talking about problems with brain function. They're talking about immunological responses and so forth. Do your homework. Go in and check it out. You know, great website that has a lot of data on it, and I salute him, is Dr. Joe Mercola. And you could go into his website simply by going to Mercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com, Mercola.com. You know, we've been testing the viral pattern. Remember, we do have the antibody test. So if you'd like to find out if you've been exposed to this thing at any point, call the Rozelle Center at 703-698-7117 and ask to sign up for antibody tests. If the antibody test is positive, it's about 97.3% positive. If it's negative, it's about 93.6% negative. It is an FDA authorized test, and it works. You'll get the answer basically within 10 minutes. Happy to do that for you, and we're looking into to getting quick reactive response PCR testing, which many of you asked for, but I don't think it's worth much anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So let's talk a little bit about this vaccine, and we'll take your calls if you'd like to call. It's, 888-630-9625, and we're going to get into a little bit towards the end of the program on blood pressure problems, and we're going to just touch on those, and we'll go from there. But, you know, there's a journalist, and her name is Serena Tenari, and she was published in the British Medical Journal Reviews, and the content was leaked, possibly hacked, and documents showing the European Medicine Agency, it's called EMA, had concerns about early batches of the Pfizer vaccine having lower than expected levels of intact mRNA. And it's a very interesting read, but the European Medical Agency scientists tasked with ensuring manufacturing quality. They're the ones that went through this thing. The chemistry, the manufacturing and control aspects of Pfizer submission to the EMA in Europe, right? Worried about truncated and modified mRNA species presented in the finished product. Again, remember what I said earlier in the program? They have a history of manipulating things and maybe not putting things out there as it should be. So among the files that leaked to the British Medical Journal, an email dated November 23rd, 2020, and this came from one of the top officials of the EMA, outlined a whole bunch of issues that they said, oh my gosh, we've got a problem. So the British Medical Journal, through an email dated November 23rd, 2020 by a high-ranking person, said that there's a problem here. There's regulatory problems and more than were expected. And they were unsure of the implications of what they meant. So the EMA responded by filing two major objections with Pfizer, and along with a lot of other questions, straightforward. So here's what happened. The email identified a significant difference in the percentage of RNA integrity truncated species. Now we're talking about the virus. We're talking about this COVID virus, right? And they looked through all these batches, and they found somewhere in the neighborhood of about 78 to 55% that there was some error going on there. That's a huge number. You know, the root cause was unknown, and the impact of this loss of the RNA integrity on safety and efficacy of the vaccine, they weren't able to completely define. So what I'm saying to you, my friends, is simply this. We've got problems. We're coming up to the middle of the program. I got so much more for you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is interesting information that you need to know. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. If you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, indeed I am. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about things that you need to know about how the body protects itself, but also the charade that's being duped upon all of us, and the less than ethical expression by some of these manufacturers when it comes to this vaccine. Again, I'm very, very supportive of your decision to do one or the other, meaning the vaccine or non-vaccine. for me, I'm going to wait to see what happens to the rest of you for a long time. But right now, there's no way that you're putting the stuff in my body. This has to do with lipid nanoparticles. We'll talk about that in just a second and how they're inflammatory and how they're causing damage to the body. And that's where a lot of the side effects are coming from. But before we do that, let's go to the phones. We're at 888-630-9625. Bill, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener of your show.
Thank you, sir.
I was curious if you could help me understand, what's the benefit or the understanding of knowing if you have the antibodies in your body? Because I would like to come in and get that test, but help me understand what that's about. What do you gain by knowing that?
Well, you know, when we grow up, right, you've heard the term that a kid before he's a year old should eat a pound of dirt. And what that means is that you need to expose the child to the environment so they can develop an immune resistance. That's your antibodies. So, and you can develop antibodies both for against viruses and bacterium. And once you have those, you're in a pretty good place. You're not going to contract an active process. So many of us, you know, throughout this year, you know, have been exposed to, you know, people who've had all kinds of things, but particularly we're worried about this COVID viral pattern. And, you know, if you have a positive, what we call an IgG antibody, there's two antibodies that are measured actively. One is IgG and the other one is IgM. The IgM antibody tells you that you've got it. And even though that you're not sick, you know, if you go, get close to somebody and you're there for 10 minutes and you're face to face, there's a chance that if they are susceptible, that you may spread that. So that's one reason that you would like to know that. But the IgG antibody says that you were exposed to it and you have protection at this point. What is unknown is whether or not that protection is going to be more than 6 months, 9 months, 4 months, like any viral pattern. It's like if you get the flu or even a mild version of the flu, you're usually protected from that strain of the flu. With this viral pattern, if you've been exposed to it, you're protected against this strain of the COVID virus. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't get it. Again, later on, particularly as it morphs and it begins to change its expression, as all viral patterns will do. But it gives you the antibody tells you, do I have it? Have I been exposed to it? I've been tested since last April, probably about 15 times. And trust me, I haven't isolated myself. And I haven't come up with either IgG or IgM, and it's probably because my immune system is ridiculously strong. I take all kinds of things. I get treated on a regular basis with acupuncture and chiropractic manipulation and so forth. But that's the benefit, Bill, of knowing whether you have the antibody. If you have the antibody if you have the IgM antibody, you can spread it. If you have the IgG antibody, you have some protection, but it may come up negative. It may come up like with me. I've had both the PCR testing done and I've had the antibody testing done, and I can't even come up with the protective antibody. Does that help?
Yeah, it does help because I've been a guru of homeopathic cures for about 30 years now. Good. I juice every day. I take my magnesium, my zinc, my vitamin D3, 5,000 I use a day. I drink filtered alkalized water. I'm almost a vegan, but I enjoy my steak once a year and good tuna fish and stuff like that, a few proteins. But I've only had one flu shot in my life. I'm 74 years old and I only have one kidney. So I don't know if I'm a compromised immune system, but I think my immune system is pretty strong. And I think I've been exposed to it, but I was really tired for a couple of days about a week or so ago. Had a little dry cough that wasn't producing anything, but you know, I'm fine. I'm 98.6. I'm vertical.
Sure.
You know, I want to come in and get that test. So I want to make an appointment.
Yeah. Just call the office and you say you were listening on the radio program and you know, they'll schedule it. And we have two docs that do it. Not an issue. They're going to, you know, ask you some questions about fevers and so forth before we, you know, let you in the office. But we do that with all of our patients that are coming in for treatment anyway. So, give us a call. Anyway, Bill, thank you for your call. I hope that helps. We're here at 888-630-9625. I'm going to go to the phones. Mike, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Doctor, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, my wife is a physician, and she's been reading that the incidence of anaphylaxis in Moderna is higher than most vaccines, and it's a little higher than Pfizer. Does your research support that there's a higher incidence of allergic reaction to Moderna?
Yeah, that comes down to, you know, I was going to get into talking about the lipid nanoparticles, which are really highly inflammatory. It goes to that, the attachment to the messenger RNA and the instability. And, you know, Pfizer and Moderna both use a lipid nanoparticle. So there's not much difference between the two of them, except for the way that they prep it. And it's in the preparation that seems to be, and we could spend the rest of the program on it. I know I'm being superficial on this, but if you ever got into, there's a great scientist, researcher, in my opinion, her name is Dr. Judy Mikovits. And if you can get any of her books, she believes that the nanoparticle allows the messenger RNA to escape the normal breakdown, if you will, degradation by enzymes that normally remove the mRNA. And thereby it allows it to persist in tissue and for a much longer period of time. And it can continue to produce these what's called spike proteins. And that's where the irritation comes from. If you go back, there's some research that was posted just this month, the beginning of March, and I read it through, and it was on a bio. It's BIO, small letters, and then capital R XIV. It's on their server, and it warns that the lipid nanoparticle components of these mRNA vaccines are highly, highly inflammatory. So the actual situation is similar, both Moderna and Pfizer. The difference is in the stabilization in the manufacturing process that's causing what your wife is aware of. So if you get in and look at, so these injections, you know, what happens is there's a rapid and huge inflammatory response, and it's characterized by massive neutrophil infiltrations. Neutrophils are they're white blood cells, or they're type of white blood cells that cause an activation of different types of inflammatory pathways within the body. They show up with allergic reactions, and that's what the neutrophil is designed to do. It shouldn't be more than 1 or 2% of your the white blood cell count when it's normalized, but they go through the ceiling and they cause this huge inflammatory cytokine and chemokine, what it's called, reaction. I'm saying this to your wife, if she's listening, she understands some of the language on it. But it's delivered, you know, in a similar pattern, inflammatory response to the lungs and other highly sensitive tissue, and unfortunately resulting in a high mortality rate. People are dying because of that. It's not okay. So when you look at the history of these people and the rapidness that they're getting these things out into the marketplace, there's a problem. Bill, I hope that helps. If you'd like any other information, you can always send me a note at rosellcare.com. Just go to my email, send it. I always respond. I hope that's useful to you. We're here at 888-630-9625. We're talking about a lot of different things today. You know, I don't want to beat this horse, you know, to the point where it's dead, but you need to know. You really need to understand what's taking place out of there. There was a conference, and I'm going to end with this. There was a conference that was titled the Fifth International Public Conference on Vaccination, held this last October, October 16th, 2020, right? And there's a lot of data that's out there, so that you can find it by the National Vaccine Information Centers, NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. And the conference theme was protecting health and autonomy in the 21st century. And it featured physicians and scientists and other health professionals across the board. And it talked about not only your rights, but what happens and, you know, what these backdoor policies that are being put forward. So I would encourage you, if you really want to know what's going on, go to the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, and check this out. And there's a 50 video presentations for this conference that was held in October 16th to the 18th in 2020. So get it done, check it out. Let's talk a little bit about blood pressure problems. You know, it can be caused by a lot of different things. I want to talk about common issues. One of the things that cause blood pressure to go through the ceiling is stress patterns, right? People are stressed out like crazy. We're seeing in our practice more and more people with borderline blood pressure problems, and we're seeing outright high levels of blood pressure spiking. They're going up and they're coming down. And it's the spiking that's dangerous. It's the one that sits there, you know, and I don't really get cranked up with a blood pressure, you know, 128, 130. As long as the lower pressure, the diastolic pressure, is in a normal range. I want to see it under 80 when at all possible. But when you're sitting there and you have that lower pressure, which is the pressure that remains in the heart after the heart contracts, and the top pressure suddenly spikes. Now you got this tension within the body, and now you've got the potential of damage and blood vessels rupturing and so forth. So we have to look at what blood pressure really does. So when you look at your blood pressure, and I'm making these numbers up, so bear with me. If I say that your blood pressure, you come in and I take it, it's 128 over 73, 74. The upper pressure is the pressure that the heart exerts when it pushes the blood through the arteries. The bottom pressure is the pressure that remains in the arteries when the heart is relaxed. Okay? So you want both of them within a very easy realm. Now, some patients come in and say, oh my God, my blood pressure is, and they're on all kinds of medications and so forth. There's a lot of side effects of these medications, and they kind of feed their own, you know, need for themselves. But we'll get into that in another program. We only have a few minutes left to talk about this. But if you could get yourself into a place where you did nothing more than go out and walk every day, 2 miles. Okay. I don't care how fast you do it. I don't care how slow you do it. But if you get out and walk every day, just 2 miles, you would find that not only your blood pressure would drop, but you would also increase immunological responses across the board. Isn't that cool, right? So you get on that. And making sure that you have enough magnesium in your body. Magnesium is one of the most deficient minerals. Now, the one that works the best, there are many different forms of magnesium. Don't go out and just buy it. The form of magnesium that works to relax the arterial bed in the body, particularly the lower pressure, is magnesium aspartate. And that allows the muscular pattern of the arteries to relax and become much more effective and much more efficient. And believe it or not, having enough potassium in the system also relaxes. You want to get that whole heart of yours to relax a little bit and not put so much strain on it. Now, we know that the vagus nerve, one of the major cranial nerves of the brain, controls every organ system in your body, but including the heart. It attaches to something called the SA nodes or the sinoatrial nodes. If that nerve is misfiring, the heart will begin to misfire and could potentially dramatically increase your body's blood pressure. So that comes neurologically. We see a lot of patients who've had small injuries in the back of their neck and so forth. And once they are treated properly, blood pressure begins to drop. We're coming up to a break in the program. We need to spend two programs on this. I gave you a whole lot of information. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Don't go away. I will be right back just in a few minutes.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roszell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Indeed, I am live today and trying to bring you some information to give you more data so you can make choices in your life, and particularly when we're all being faced with this COVID-19 vaccine. And there's several out there. There's can probably be more coming down the road. But you really need to know the data. Just don't go off and get it because they tell you, well, everybody's got to do it and this is this and this that. But understand, as I said earlier in the program, this vaccine is not a traditional vaccine. It is one that controls your messenger RNA, which tells your DNA what to do. And, you know, now they're pushing it to test on children, and you know, the early statistics is it just started as Moderna begins testing this mRNA vaccine on children between ages of 6 months and 11 years. Why, when they don't even get this, they have a 99.97%, you know, rate of not getting this stupid thing. My biggest concern isn't the immediate effect, is what's going to happen down the road, but kids are dying from this vaccine. And, you know, they put it on hold once. This is not okay. But despite this 99.997 survival rate, and it's extremely unlikely to transmit COVID-19, they're going to use this, if you will, guilt trip to pull the wool over your eyes again, to jab your children and get this experimental and licensed gene therapy going. You know, what I want to tell you, I'm not going to go to the phones, but we have somebody on the line that asked the question about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I just don't have enough time. But what I can tell you is this. Supposedly, and the jury's not out, I'm looking into it deeply, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is supposedly a normal coronavirus traditional vaccine. Well, maybe that's true, but here's the other deal, that the vaccine is derived from aborted fetus cells, and that's fact. So those of you who, you know, are of faith and want to know that, you need to know that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses as its culture and its delivery patterns aborted cell tissue. So that much I can tell you. That much I can tell you, that it's a coronavirus, which is a traditional cold. But understand that the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus is also a coronaviral pattern, and that's where everybody's directing this thing to. So is it a traditional mRNA vaccine like the other two? The early statistics say that it is, that there's really no difference. It's just derived from a normal respiratory pattern. So I'm going to give you more and more information as time goes on, but please, I beg you, make sure that you do your homework. And you can go to, you know, the National Vaccine Information Center to find out a lot of data. You can go to Joe Mercola's website, mercola.com, check it out there. But make sure you're well informed and make sure that the information is on your side. You know, remember that I do this program on an ongoing basis. We post as much information. You can go into my Facebook page. I try to put as much data as I possibly can there, you know, before Facebook and social media begin to shut me down, and which they do on a very regular basis. And now they're even going to the place they don't even give you any reason. They just black out the posts. So please do it. Please check it out. Please do your homework. And remember that on an ongoing basis, the reason that I do this program is because I want you to be informed, but more importantly, because I love all of you. And, you know, we'll leave it at that. And just remember, have a blessed Passover and Holy Week. We'll see you next week. Bye.